You are energy. Your consciousness is energy. Energy is another word for you, for your being. This is why you are correct to say that positive and negative are the same thing. Formation of energy comes in many forms. Formed through frequency, through emotion. And of course, when you use words like negative, your conditioning will tell you that it is bad, it is not good, it is the same thing. It is a single form of energy encompassing all forms of energy, all creation. Again, your words deceive you through your conditioning. The formation of different energies under the whole of the source is infinite. It is ever expanding, ever growing. Understanding of this, although it is primitive, it is correct. So you must think, you must imagine, when you consider energy formation, not in terms of positive and negative, but in terms of one energy. One energy that can be an infinite amount of energies, just like you. Just like the way you have formed yourself. It is the same thing. You are one of an infinite amount, but still only one, the same. Positive and negative is the same thing. It evolves into the same thing. It forms. It goes in a cycle of creation and back to the source as one. You are self-creators of energy. You paint many elaborate pictures with your energy, your formations. To experience your journeys, you do this. It is necessary for you to do this. But the formation is the same. It will revert back to the source, back to one. And it is uniform. It is precise. You are but energy. It is what you are. It is simplistic. many complexities created by you within it. To journey back to the source, to the one. There is nothing for you to do other than experience this process and be aware of it. You can help others also to inform them only, not to interfere with their process, their position. The law of attraction will bring these people to you. The law of attraction merely adapts a procedure, a process. You too will be attracted to like the same type of energy you have created. But you must not allow your conditioning to confuse you, because it will. And you must not keep asking, why? Why am I here at this time, in this situation? It will be a natural occurrence for you. It is true to say that many will ask the question why, and in what you call time, very soon they will ask the question why. But this is their journey. You have asked the question, and your question is being answered. Some will never ask the question. It is not their position. It is not their time. Not in what you call time, but their time in what time really is. You cannot imagine the world of the metaphysical. But there is nothing to fear. Fear is an illusion, does not exist in the pure metaphysical world. It is again your creation. The word on its own needs no other words to be associated with it, to entice your mind into a different type of energy. In the word love, you have adapted, you have grown inside a different type of emotion, a different frequency, but it is still not correct. It is still not the love from the source. A word, well, we have no words to describe this to you that will fit in your vocabulary of words. It doesn't exist. Yes, it's the same thing in a different way. A different way based on your position, a different way for you to understand what we are saying to you. It is becoming much clearer to you, but there is so much more. There is so much more that you already know within. There is so much more that you can release from within through awareness. But your basic understanding of the metaphysical, of the source, will guide you through this process. It is guiding you through this process. You have been mixing chemical compounds for years in you what call time. This is the same process, the coming together of different energy to create a different energy of the two compounds that you mix. This is the physical formation of the metaphysical creation. The original form of energy can be pure, as its gold is pure, a pure form of energy. This is your man attraction, your physical attraction to gold is because it is a pure form of energy, of physical creation. Whilst you are not fully aware of the attraction, this is the attraction. It is in a pure state of physical energy. When you think about healing, you talk about the healing powers of crystals, for example. Crystals emit a pure form of energy, and you receive that energy within yourself because it is pure, it is simple. It is healing, but it is healing on an emotional and energy level of frequency. This is why it works. Your emotions create the healing process of the physical, because it is a simple and original form of energy, a pure form of energy. It is not complex to understand, but in your conditioned world, it is difficult for you to apply this. You have forgotten, with your conditioning, what these basic, fundamental, pure forms of energy are capable of doing in your life. You block them through conditioning. You do not allow the energy to take the process that it needs to take within yourself due to your conditioning. Your illnesses are created by yourself due to your conditioning, due to what you believe to be correct, when in fact it is only your illusion. There are many forms of healing that can be adapted to your physical being, but you deny them based on your conditioning. You need to cross that bridge. The bridge exists. You must find it and you must cross it. You must cross it from your mind to your imagination, where you will find this pure form of energy. The same form of energy that exists within the place you are now sitting. It is pure. It is simple. It is not contaminated with many, many types of crazy energies that you create. It is only necessary for you to understand this process. You may not apply the process always, but it is only necessary for you to be aware that it exists. If you apply certain parts of the process, like the healing process, then it will enhance your physical well-being. But your physical well-being, your machine, is but a machine that carries your consciousness through. There is no point to be obsessed with the machine. It is the metaphysical that is important, not the machine. So it is necessary for you to understand this process. You are not going to apply this process of healing through desperation. You are beyond that, within your thought process. Whereas many will, and many do, for fear of the end of this life, this process, they apply through fear. You are not going to apply through fear. You may apply through intrigue, but not through fear. It is not necessary for you to do that. You are a machine upon a machine created by the source, the beginning and the end, and the beginning again, and the cycle of creation, not in space and time. Whilst it is necessary for you to experience the physical world that you have put yourself within, it is not necessary for you to constantly question every day in what you call time your motives. There are no motives. It is simple. Experience. Your ego will tell you you have a function to perform. You do. It is to experience all and every type of emotional frequency, every type of energy, to exist within the physical is to experience the physical. To exist within the metaphysical is to experience the metaphysical. You are now existing in both. Many never experience both in the same position, the same moment. One foot in, and one foot out is the way you would say it. Not everyone has a cave. Do not try so hard to see energy in your physical world. Relax, you will see it. The formation of energy, you will see it. You have seen it before, and you will see it again. You will physically, in your physical world, with your eyes, you will see it. You have no necessity for eyes, or ears, or nose, in the metaphysical, but you will see the formation of energy in your physical world.